Amazingly, despite all the attention they receive, there are few comprehensive surveys to tell us how many species there truly are in a rainforest, and new species are discovered all the time. In fact, fairly recently, new species of primates have been discovered, including a lemur in the rainforest of Madagascar. But even the numbers of trees is not certain. We do know that tropical America has the highest tree diversity, in fact, 4 times higher diversity than in Africa. Tree diversity is second highest in Asia and then is lowest in Africa. But there's little overlap in species between these areas. The difference in diversity could partly reflect the level of exploration that's occurred in each region, but that's not sufficient to explain the very large diversity difference between America and Africa. They are truly very different in their levels of diversity. The two most complete regional assessments of rainforest composition in the world are in northwestern Borneo and the western Amazon. In Borneo, Peter Ashton and colleagues surveyed 103 hectares of forest, which is about 250 acres, and found 3,200 tree species. Thinking about diversity another way, in one plot in the western Amazon, the 606 trees sampled were made up of 300 species. Literally every other tree was a different species. Compare that kind of tree diversity with that of, say, Wisconsin, where an experienced botanist could identify every tree in a hectare within a morning's walk. Legumes are an important family of trees in all three tropical regions, but especially in the neotropics and afrotropics. The dipterocarps, by contrast, dominate only in Asian rainforests where there are hundreds of species, but there are just a few in Africa and South America. Palms are also prominent plants of all tropical rainforests, but reach their highest abundance and diversity in the neotropics. The fact that rainforest diversity is so poorly accounted is unfortunate, but not particularly surprising given the amount of work involved. As you may recall from species area curves, in rainforests you can sample hundreds of hectares before the curve even begins to level off, indicating how much effort would be involved for a complete sampling. Furthermore, because of the diversity, even an experienced botanist cannot identify many of the rainforest trees from the ground. Canopy access techniques or other approaches need to be employed to collect samples for identification. Furthermore, few funding agencies emphasize grant making for purposes of biological survey. It's not an exaggeration to say that tropical forests will be destroyed before we've even had a chance to document the species within them.